just tired.
How about taking action? This is Monk Sylvia. How about taking action? The learning about the law of cause and effect is a vital part that we learn here at our school. And we don't learn so much about action, but about putting causes into motion. That's the primary thing that we say. We put a cause into motion and the effect follows. So the important thing, I would say then, is the cause. But today I was reading something about asking, affirming, and taking action. And I thought to myself, how important is the action? Well, it was all about a young mother who wanted to raise or find somebody who gave her $4,000 so that her daughter could go to a student exchange year. The expenses were $4,000. And she had just been divorced and there was no money. Three teenage kids, lots of things to pay, no $4,000. But then she thought there must be a way to get this $4,000 in. And she had just learned about affirming and asking for whatever your needs are. So she affirmed that she has this $4,000 for her daughter at the end of the 2 months, that's when she had to pay them. And she put these affirmations in her car and on the bathroom mirror and just kept that always in mind and told her daughter to affirm that with her too. Her daughter naturally was smiling about her mom, you know, like teenagers often do. Normal 16-year-old girls thinking that's weird stuff that my mom is doing here. But then somehow she cooperated. And then the mom said, okay, the third step is to take action to get this $4,000 in. We have now put the cause in motion. We have asked for this $4,000 to be ours. And now we have to do something about it. And what she did, she made a flyer and sent it to organizations who do give little grants or scholarships to teenagers. She sent it to friends and she put it into stores where she was shopping and just everywhere where it came to her mind. And lo and behold, she got the $4,000 together. They just came in from all sides. And I thought, that's not really harmonious with what I have been learning here at the University of Healing. It's not the action that counts, because we say I put the law of cause and effect into motion. I put the cause into motion and the law fulfills whatever I have put into motion, then I never say what and how it should come to me. I was just thinking of that guy, you know, who was praying to God and saying, please God, let me win in the lottery, please God. He really prayed very seriously, very earnestly, please God, let me win in the lottery. And that went on for several weeks. And then finally, you know, he was a little bit disappointed. And he said, God, you just let me down. I've been praying now for weeks and weeks that I might win the lottery and nothing happens. And then he heard that big voice within himself and saying, "For God's sake, go and buy a lottery ticket." So, you know, again, here we have action. And then suddenly the light, the illumination went on in myself that the action was not the action of telling the law how to fulfill what I have put into motion. The action was the act of listening. You know, when divine in me says, go to the corner of Main and Second Street on Tuesday morning, you just go, and there comes somebody and puts a check in your hand of $2 million.
Hey, we're
Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, corner Main Street, Second Street in El Cajon. Yes, in El Cajon. But that's what it is all about. And then I thought, well, what this young woman, Nancy, did was not so strange. She just listened to her creative, to the creative idea within herself, God talking as her within herself, how she could bring about these $4,000 in her life. And that's the same we say, you know, if you can't swim, take a boat. So the action would be grab the boat, you know, because if you can't swim, better than drowning. And how important is the action? Well, the action is the most important thing, I would say. Putting the cause in motion, you forget about it. But then, as the divine speaks to me and tells me what to do and the direction I need to go, then I listen and take action. Action is listening within. And yes, it is important. Listening within is important. That's what it is, using the law of cause and effect, and then listening to the divine within and do what I hear. And so it is. Have fun. I love you.
Very good. Mm-hmm. So.